over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Come on in, y'all. We're having a little bit of fun here this morning. Taking the edge off your week. You may have been asleep, going to bed Friday night, maybe with a little bit more of a knot in your stomach or a twist in your brain. Well, that's why you tune in to Rosie on the House Saturday mornings to unknot and untwist, relax, and put a smile on your face, put a sparkle in your eye. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House.
10 o'clock hour, the open home hour. It's whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. Lines are open, texts are open, emails are open. 1-888-767-4348 if you don't already have that programmed into your phone. It's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text is 411-923 during the broadcast only. And then email at info@rosieonthehouse.com.
And I'm kind of scared about this hour a little bit, because we're going to talk about electricity. And
You should be scared.
Yeah. Folks, I've told you this before, but when I have a red toolbox in my garage that's for electrical work, and when I get it out, Jennifer loads up the dogs, the kids, the goldfish, gets in the car, and just waits for me at the emergency room.
She's proactive.
She's very proactive. She doesn't want to be anywhere around, I'll tell you that. So it when we go out on the topic of electricity, I'm walking on thin ice. So I always bring in great experts, and we're going to have Randy from Fox Valley Electric in a little bit later talking about GFCIs. But one of the questions that we're getting all week long at the office, and it's just another part of the hysteria that's attending to our current events. So we brought in someone from APS. We've had him on before, repeat guest. He is the czar of power distribution. If you're getting electricity at your house, this is the man that's getting it done for you with his team at APS. Now, Mr. Jacob Tetlow, I'm getting barraged with inquiries through virtually every media that exists. If we're all staying home with our kids and our pets, and it turns hot, and we've got to turn the air conditioning on, is there any way possible APS can meet that demand? Listeners, let me introduce you to Mr. Jacob Tetlow.
All right, Rosie, thank you. Jacob Tetlow, pleased and honored to have the opportunity to be again on your show. And let me just start off by passing on my sincere sympathy to those that are being impacted right now, both health-wise and financially. It's great to hear your discussion around the safety you take around electricity, because we've talked about that in the past, just how important that really is. But I do want the listeners on your show today to know that APS and the 6,200 employees that are part of this community working hard to make sure that the power keeps flowing and your lights stay on. And when this summer comes, your air conditioners are going to work as well. So happy to talk through some of those details with you.
How do you adjust the throttle and the clutch on this supply system to know y'all are going to have enough? Is there any offset from schools and offices being shuttered?
Yeah, so we've seen a small drop in consumption on the commercial and industrial side, as you might expect, and maybe a small uptick on the residential side. But for us, you know, the system is operating normal. It's stable, and we have plenty of capacity to serve the load today. And we're continuing to take the measures necessary to prepare for our summer, because, you know, in summertime, when it gets to 117 degrees, that does put a little bit of strain on the system, because that's a high load time. And we spend our springtime preparing for summer, and this spring is no exception to any other spring. And the good part, Rosie, is we've been doing this now for about 133 years in the state of Arizona, so we got a little bit of practice here at APS.
Well, I'll tell you what, the tour we got of Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant was one of the most awe-inspiring tours of technology I've ever personally experienced.
Yeah, it's a pretty impressive facility. Being, you know, the largest nuclear plant in the United States, it's quite impressive.
And the only one not built on a body of water.
That's right. We're really proud of the fact that, as a matter of fact, we use recycled water. So we take the used effluent from the city of Phoenix, and we give it another opportunity to provide value. And so we clean it up, and we run our nuclear plant. And that's all carbon-free, too.
Well, as I saw these anxieties surfacing, I thought, I had no concern whatsoever in this arena. And so I thought, well, I know who to reach out to and have them visit with our listeners statewide to try and calm any anxiety they have. Find something else to worry about. Jacob's got you covered. That's the message, right?
That is the message. And maybe just go a little bit of detail there.
Okay,
we at APS, we've shut down all the visitors, which, you know, we're limiting our exposure much like the rest of the community is. We've identified all of our business critical workers. We have a lot of employees working remotely. One of the good things that we do at APS and all major utilities do, but we put together emergency plans. We have business continuity. We have a defined pandemic plan. So we pull those plans out. We test those plans. And I've been APS for over 20 years now. And, you know, I've been through lots of exercises to make sure we have good business continuity plans. And so that plan has been pulled out, and we're exercising it. We've broken up our control room so that we have less exposure and less risk. We've identified critical people, and we've put protocols in place around hygiene, social distancing, working with the CDC and the local protocols. And we feel like we have a very robust, resilient plan that puts us in a place where, really, to your point, Rosie, everybody should sleep well at night knowing that the power is going to keep flowing.
In the last 2 years, we've done a number of infrastructure tours. We've visited Palo Verde. We got the helicopter tour, the CAP system. We got the reclamation water treatment tours. And the one thing all of these have in common is the number of redundancies and backups to the backups to the backups that would keep it running if our supply, current supply of, you know, water or of electricity. I mean, there's generators that would kick on and run Palo Verde. It's pretty incredible to see.
Yes, you know,
I mean, there's warehouses just filled with tools and equipment for backups that just sit there collecting dust. Should we ever need to pull them out and use them? I mean, it's incredible. Our infrastructure for the state of Arizona is, and it's because it had to be smartly done, because we are in the middle of a desert. We are a long way from things. It had to be smart, and it is. It's very impressive.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in the layers of defense and depth we have in our system, the degree of redundancy, the backup equipment. And you know, it's an essential service. This community's reliant on reliable power, and we recognize that responsibility. We take it very seriously, and we have a lot of infrastructure in place to ensure that. You know, we maintain, we always say top quartile reliability, but we're very good at keeping the lights on. We're proud of that, and we make sure we got lots of backup systems to ensure that happens.
Even the location of Palo Verde was picked specifically because it has the least seismic activity in the entire state in that location.
Well,
that's right. That's right.
Well, Mr. Tetlow, I can't thank you enough. I know you're busy enough during the week, but taking time out on your family weekend to help calm the anxieties of the Arizona homeowners, I want you to know I personally appreciate it, and I know our listeners do as well. Thanks for doing the great job y'all do.
Hey, Rosie, thank you for the opportunity. And just a quick reminder, you know, for all the listeners, the APS community of 6,200 employees, we are part of the community. We live amongst the community, and our employees take their jobs as seriously as any police officer or fireman when it comes to the importance of the job and the role we play. And frankly, we take a lot of pride in that. And so people should rest assured knowing that their hometown local utility is here to serve, and we will make sure the power keeps flowing.